not everybody has the ability to come down to Little Rock to handle some paperwork and other things they need to do with our office. Also, sometimes the internet is a little complicated or challenging for other constituents. So we like to make sure that we're accessible to the public. And one of the ways that we do that is we go to, you know, communities around the state and essentially help guide them through any contact or interaction or transactions they may need to take with our office. So the mobile offices are a big part of that.
Looks like you'll be set up at the Baxter County Library here in Mountain Home, Arkansas, this Thursday from 10 o'clock until 12. Walk us through what that looks like for people when they come in.
Well, it's pretty simple. We have a booth. We try to put it, you know, in a very visible location, and they're in partnership with our host, so in this case with the library. And we essentially just have some of our materials on the table. We have a lot of different materials that are printed in the office to explain and guide constituents through our services. So those will be available on the table. We also have the ability to access the internet and guide people through processes that they may need, whether it's registering for voter registration or whether it is checking their business registration, that type of thing.
Do people need to create an appointment or get in a queue line?
No, not at all. Usually we don't have lines, but in case, you know, someone's being helped, just wait patiently or go browse some books and come back, and we'll make sure that everyone is taken care of.
Which services or programs do you find the most demand on when you guys do these mobile trips?
It's pretty well split. Closer to election season, there are a lot of questions about the election process, and also people wanting to either register or make sure their registration is up to date. That's usually kind of our number one, but again, really getting closer to elections is always the number one. A close second is the business and commercial services aspect, where it's important to either learn about franchise taxes, make sure yours are paid, and since we're past the deadline now, we can answer questions about how you can bring yours current if you miss the deadline. But a lot of questions about business registration and entity status. And then we also get, you know, quite a few questions about the Capitol itself. Our office is responsible for maintaining the grounds. We provide the tours of the Capitol. We provide education materials to school groups that tour the Capitol and also that don't. So we kind of cover all those areas. We also field a significant amount of questions that relate to other state departments and other state agencies. And we try to help people when we can, or route them to the best resource to resolve their issues.